Grace to you and peace from our gracious God in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I should probably say grace and peace to all y'all. Because now that we have YouTube followers, there's a lot more of us. You just can't see them. They're there, though. St. Mark's of Roswell and St. Peter Carlsbad are joining us for our Eucharistic feast. St. Mark and St. Peter have been shepherded by Pastor Dan Tisdale, who will be moving to the Sierra Pacific Synod in California. I hope I get that right, and he's not watching this YouTube. We wish him well and Godspeed in his new endeavors, and we wish the congregations of St. Mark and St. Peter well in their endeavors to find a new pastor that will shepherd them. It takes time, so be patient. You need to do your homework, discern your activities towards the call process, and pray for guidance and peace in that process. We at All Saints in Albuquerque will help wherever we are able to help. But for now, welcome to Christ's table, and may peace be with you and all y'all. Our first reading today comes to us from one of the minor prophets, Zechariah. Who is he? He's one of the minor prophets. In the Tanakh, which is the Jewish scriptures, there is one scroll that had all of the minor prophets on it, from Hosea to Malachi. The scroll is called the 12, for those 12 minor prophets. This prophet lived as a contemporary of Haggai, another minor prophet, and was set in the year about 520 to 518 before Christ. The exiles in Babylon are home and continuing to dwindle back to the land of Judah and to the city of Jerusalem. The biggest concern for those two prophets is the rebuilding of the second temple after the edict of Cyrus, who was Persian, but they conquered the Babylonians. It's a process. Who allowed them to rebuild their temple and to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. And rebuilding the temple had begun, but stopped for some reason. A little background for you about the time and place where this prophet lived and prophesied. Our reading today, we hear Zechariah exhort the people to stay peaceful because our king comes to you triumphant and victorious, riding on a donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey. Why does this sound so familiar? We say it every Sunday on Palm Sunday. The Messianic King will return to the seed of David, and all will be well. Except, of course, there were the Greeks to worry about and the Romans to worry about. Small problem for them. But he addressed the returning exiles who had been set free to return to their stronghold, the city of Jerusalem, and he calls them, I love this, prisoners of hope. Having suffered at the hands of the Babylonians in a land of pagans and really very brilliant scientists also for their time, these prisoners of hope have seen that even though they have returned, it's not the same Jerusalem that they left. I was reminded in our Bible study that you can never go home. I mean, yes, you can go home, but the place will have changed. It's not the place you used to live, but it will be forever changed. It will not be what you knew or how you knew it. Yet there is still hope in their lives, for the word of the Lord has been fulfilled to them, and they are now returning to Jerusalem and to Judah from Babylon. They are prisoners of that hope in God's word. I have seen so many people in my life, in my ministry, who are indeed prisoners of hope. We all seem to be prisoners of something, don't we? We can see it in the faces that the peddlers on the medium strips, on cords, and just about everywhere else. We can see it in their faces. They are prisoners of something. We can see it in the deaths from heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, and a lot of other substances. They are prisoners of their preferred escape drugs, whether they are escaping from pain or maybe just reality itself. We hear about people who are codependent and get on each other's nerve but can't leave them. They are prisoners of their upbringing and whoever this other person is that they're codependent upon. Everyone has a little cage, a prison, which is different. And they learn to live their lives in that little prison. It's how they get through their days, in these little prisons that we make for ourselves. And it seems that each generation has their own little prisons. In my days, listen to me, I'm old. We were prisoners of pot and of the greatest rock music ever made. We were prisoners of the glass ceiling, which is finding cracks in it. We were prisoners of the sexual revolution and a lot of other prisons we had in those days. And in another generation, they are prisoners who don't have any faces, because they're always stuck in their tablets or their phones. We all have our prisons, even though we haven't broken any laws. Or maybe we have, and then we have to go to one of those prisons. But to be a prisoner of hope, I long to be a prisoner of hope, and I hope that I am. Like the returning exiles from Babylon, I long to be a prisoner of the word of God, a word that never changes, but will need to be prophesied in different ways and in different words for whatever time we're in now. But as time winds down and gets closer to the kingdom of God, and that time will come, and Jesus, the King of Kings, will return, what keeps us going is that we are prisoners of that hope that is nourished by the grace of God through the love that Jesus has for us. The people returning from Babylon have found that hope does indeed win out. They are returning to their place. But they return to a place in a time that has changed forever and will continue to change forever until this very day and forever after that. I suppose that you can never go home is still quite valid, but some people are counting on going home and continuing in that same manner that they understood and knew so well. I guess you can call them prisoners of how it used to be, or prisoners of bygone days. Prisoners of hope believe in the promises that God, through our Lord Jesus, gives to us as we fulfill the laws of love and hope and peace. Prisoners of hope don't really want to return to the way it was, or better still, maybe they're just ambivalent because they will remain with hope in a prison of hope, whether their change is drastic or maybe just a little change. But somehow it gives them that energy that they need to live in this new world that they are coming to. I am a prisoner of hope. But that doesn't mean I want things the way they were. I actually never want to go back home, because going back home will not stop change from happening. And change is necessary. You better believe that we need change always. We have not perfected ourself, our faith, and we have not perfected the world to the point where Jesus has brought us. If Christ came today, do you think he would be happy? Therefore, we must remain prisoners of hope and live through the changes that continue to inflict our lives. Now, someone told me once that I am able to comfort the afflicted. I have been with many folks who have been afflicted. And they also told me I know how to inflict the comfortable. And I think that's a good thing, because we need to get comfortable with change, because it never ever stops. But there are some that will resist that, and I say to them, well then, take the yoke that Jesus has prepared for you and learn from him. He will be gentle with you. Not like pastors who inflict the comfortable, but like only Jesus can. Remember his words and learn what it means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. In those words, find peace, find rest, find hope. Because like those Babylonian exiles who came back to Jerusalem as refugees, to a place and a time changed forever, they never go back to the old ways because they can't. They do not, because sometimes they're just prisoners of fear. Become prisoners of hope, not prisoners of fear. Hold hope in your heart always, and closely as you hold Jesus in your heart, and trust that Jesus will bring you to him and give you rest. That's what the hope is for. That's why we long to be prisoners of hope. Sometimes makes people so angry that we know how to deal with all these changes. But it's because we're relying on Jesus to give us that rest and to give us that peace that only he can bring. Thanks be to God. Amen.